Joshua chapter 6, from verse 21 to verse 27. You understand that this is not real preaching, in my estimation. I'm not declaiming in the usual sense, heralding the gospel. I am just giving a few brief thoughts on these passages of Scripture. And I've entitled this passage, this discourse, my thoughts on this passage, Devotion. They devoted the city to the Lord, and devotion comes here several times. The Israelites devoted Jericho to the Lord, but I see also in Rahab devotion to the Lord. Let me speak first on Rahab, the prostitute here. Joshua is explicit. God had been explicit. Rahab, if she had been faithful, if she had stayed within her house on the wall, as many as were with her were safe. And Joshua made sure Israel, in all their enthusiasm in the war and in the battle and in the victory, never forgot but carried out this principle, obeyed this command of God. So the young men who had done the spying, verse 23, went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, and brothers and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute, verse 25, with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. Rahab's devotion. What do I mean? She could have saved her own skin, staying inside that house, and she would have been delivered. But as many as she could bring in, encourage to come in, urge to come in, persuade to come in, they too would be saved. And we read that her father, her mother, her brothers, and all who belonged to her, her entire family, were delivered that day. I read here, therefore, of the devotion, the care, the concern that Rahab showed to her family and friends, as many as she could, belonging to her. This is a challenge to me as a believer, to be a witness and testimony, to seek to persuade as many as I can to come to Christ. Not to come to church, not merely to read the Bible, not to become religious, but to be converted and be delivered from the deluge, the storm, the wrath, the fire to come. Rahab challenges me. She believed what she was told by the spies. She had been persuaded of it. She put the red cord, the scarlet cord, in the window immediately, and she obviously had some success, and there were some delivered in the onslaught. Much like Noah's Ark, he had some little success in his preaching over those years. Only some, little, but he had some. And of course, again, like Noah, Rahab comes into the gallery of Hebrews 11. She's also used as a mighty example in James 2. And it's generally accepted that the passage in Matthew 1 speaks of Rahab being even in the line of descent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She is devoted. She shows her devotion. She shows how to believe. And belief works with works to glorify God. James 2. Hebrews 11. You will see it's believing and obedience simultaneously there. Almost the same word, as it were. Interchangeable. We're not justified on the basis of our works. That's on the basis of grace. We're not justified on the basis of faith. It's through faith. We're justified on the basis of grace, through faith, leading to works. Works and faith are interchangeable at this point, but the basis is grace. Unbeliever, you're not saved because of your religious works, because of your observances, because of your sincerity. If you are to be saved from your sins, it's on the basis of God's grace. It was God's grace that saved Rahab. But God's grace was worked out in her life through her faith. And her faith worked with her works in obedience. And that's the lesson she is to us. Devoted to God because she is justified, delivered, redeemed on the basis of grace through faith, leading to works. I challenge all believers, let us learn from Rahab today to be earnest for the desire for salvation, of the salvation of sinners, the conversion of sinners. And God will bless us in our works for him. May we work on the basis of God's grace to us, as it were. May we live out as a sanctified life, a sanctified godly life, an evangelizing life, because of God's grace and mercy to us. And then the Israelites' devotion. God wanted Jericho destroyed. He wanted it devoted to the Lord, irrevocably destroyed. It comes over and over in this passage. And they did it. They slaughtered all the animals, the people, the city itself. They burned it and destroyed it. There was nothing that they should keep. We know that there was an offense here by one man. But the principle at this stage is here. The Lord was with Joshua. His fame spread throughout the land. Why? Because the Israelites were obedient to God. Jericho was placed under a special curse, never to be built again. But if ever it was built, the man who did it would lose his firstborn when he laid the foundations. He would lose his youngest son when he came to complete the city. And so it happened. Israel at this time was faithful to God and carried out his word. I do not apologize for this command. It was the command of God. And Israel kept God's word. And as a believer, I know I must follow what Mary said to the people of her day. Whatever he, Jesus, says to you, do it. Go into all the world. Make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. This is the commission of the new covenant. To preach the gospel to see sinners saved, yes. And once they're saved, to teach us believers to do all things which Christ has commanded us in every detail. And I see here Israel challenging me on this point. Israel was obedient to God in every detail at this point. And of course, the message went throughout Canaan. Jericho, as it were, stood a symbol for the whole of Canaan. Israel, through the mighty power of God, would conquer. God would keep his word. He had promised to Abraham it would be so, and here it is now, being fulfilled. Joshua was exalted this day because the Lord was with him and Israel was faithful. Devotion to the Lord, then. Believer, let us learn from Israel and from Rahab. Unbeliever, learn from Rahab. There's only one way of safety in the coming deluge, in the coming storm, in the coming judgment. Christ is coming again, and he will take vengeance upon this world, this fallen world, and all its inhabitants. The only way to be safe is to be found in him, sheltered in his precious blood, as it were, washed in his precious blood. Come into Christ now, while there is time, for the day will come when the heavens will open, Christ will appear again, and then will come the dreadful day of judgment. Learn then from Rahab. Learn then from Israel. Believer and unbeliever alike, may we be devoted to God this day in all we do and say and think.